The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Did you hear about this girl that was 5 years old, had a bit of a lemonade stand?
Yep.
And, you know, doing what kids do.
Yeah.
Try to, you know, hit the real world, make some money.
Yep.
She's been whacked with a $250 fine.
Yeah.
For selling lemonade without a license.
It's crazy. This is how it went down. This story actually happened over in London. She was manning her lemonade stand. There was a nearby festival going on. So she would have just been loving it. Lots of foot traffic. It's
great.
Summer over there at the moment.
Brilliant.
They would have been thirsty. Imagine a freshly squeezed lemonade on your way to a festival.
Perfect.
Sounds pretty good. But apparently this is how it went down. Four officers approached her. Four of them. So a gang of local authority come up to her and begin speaking in technical legal jargon, basically telling her that her lemonade stand is infringing on local business rights and whether or not she has the applicable permits.
That's ridiculous.
And at this
She's 5 years old.
At this point, the poor girl burst into tears.
Yeah.
Because she's terrified. Like when you're a kid, anyone wearing like a suit or some kind of official clothing, they're the man.
It's very intimidating.
Absolutely. Like the poor girl didn't realise that at this point you just hand over a bribe and happy days. But
just a bit of a wink and just take some of this lemonade, officers.
Yeah, she's obviously very green in the old lemonade trade. But four of them? Really, it takes four of them to
Not necessary.
Yeah.
Like, how busy must they be if they've got to crack down on a five-year-old's lemonade stand?
I'm thinking maybe it's like a protection racket. I reckon they've got another lemonade up the road who's paying them crazy amounts of money to just go around town shutting down other lemonade stands.
I mean, I love that she, like, was entrepreneurial and thought, I'm going to start my own lemonade stand.
I love these childhood businesses. Like, a lemonade stand's kind of a classic, isn't it? It's the one that pops up in movies and on The Simpsons and stuff. I had a couple of childhood businesses.
Did you?
And I was convinced they were going to make me rich.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. One of mine was building yachts, like little balsa wood boats.
Okay, yeah.
Sell them for $2 a pop. Used all Dad's wood, like his timber from the shed, so that didn't cost me anything.
Great. No outgoing costs.
Took him down with a mate to the front beach to sell him. Didn't sell one of our boats, and he lost his hat. So we ended the day down one hat.
That's disappointing.
What was yours?
We had MJ and Associates. It was my friend Megan and I. And
of course.
We washed cars. That was predominantly our main trade, but we also looked after pets.
What, just
if you went away on holidays or something, we'd feed your pets.
Strangers' pets or friends or family's pets?
Oh, they're always just neighbours.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but we used my friend's, same thing, used my friend's, her dad's car washing chemicals.
Yeah.
So, like, they were all, like, top-notch.
Oh, really?
So we had no outgoing costs.
That's the way to run a business,
and then we
use
his office to run our operation as well. So we'd just be snacking on sugar cubes in that office.
If only you could do that as an adult. Just steal some office space.
Yeah.
And use someone else's material
yep.
to run your business.
I know. The Power FM Brekkie Show.